With us again is Jay Medicine Hat, hypnotist, comedian. Ralph's been under for about an hour. Is he a good subject?
Oh, man. He'd pretty much do anything right now you want him to do.
Now, you've told him that Leslie is, well, she's topless at
topless
this point.
Topless now. Topless and bottomless. Yeah. Or with the thong on. But she's mighty perky, and that's just what you like.
And Scott has a continuous erection.
Right. Raging erection. But, well, as he thinks, but you know what it really is.
It's a splinter, according to Ralph. And I'm dressed like a stripper with tassels.
Tassels, like an old-style stripper, right?
Really?
And he's attracted to your chest.
Yeah, your
he's
hairy
attracted
chest.
To your hairy chest. He's digging that.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Now, I've just explained to Jay that I only have one picture left in this Polaroid
right.
camera, and I want it to be a really good one.
Okay.
So far, we've got a couple shots of him
all right.
sleeping.
I'll tell you what, my friend. I count of five, you're going to open your eyes. When you open your eyes, count of five, you're 9 months pregnant. You don't know how or why this happened. You got knocked up, but it's time to give birth. You're going to, when I say on the count of...
Jeff knocked him up. How about?
How about Jeff? Yeah, Jeff knocked you up. You haven't seen him in 6 months, man. You really are kind of upset because you really thought you had something with this guy. It's pretty special. So it's a combination of angry and hurt, but you're going to keep your language to, you know what I mean, no F word, okay? I know you're going to want to say it, but you can't say that. Anyway, you're going to see him over there. Same shirt he had on the night he did you.
Oh, boy. Surprised he ever got in his pants with that shirt. Jeez.
So you're 9 months pregnant. We're going to give birth in just a little bit. And, okay, one, coming up, two, three, four, and five. Eyes open, brother.
Now, look at you. You are knocked up big time, baby.
Man.
What the hell happened here?
I don't know.
Look, does that guy look familiar over there?
Jerk.
Probably never, did he call you back or anything?
No.
No. What, did he tell you had a condom on?
Oh, he told me to pull out.
Yeah, they all say that, don't they? Never trust a man.
9 months pregnant, man.
Don't you ever change your clothes?
Tell you what, on count of three, you're going to give instantaneous birth. Instantaneous birth. You're going to feel a substantial amount of pain. Count of three, what I want you to do is get your legs up here on this table, and like you're in the stirrups, like that. I'm going to hold you back here like this, and instantaneous birth, so... Start off doing some of that Lamaze breathing for me, would you please?
Breathe
a little
deep.
Faster. Let's get your legs up on that table there for me, my friend. We're going to get rid of this baby right away.
He's doing
say
it.
Say catch your baby. Okay, now stand up on there like you did and get a good shot of that.
We're going to get childbirth pictures here.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Nice shot.
Yeah, kind of three instantaneous births. It's going to pop right out and catch it when I say catch your baby. One. A little faster, two. Here it comes, baby. Three.
Ah!
What is that for, girl?
It's a boy.
He got a big one just like his daddy. What are you going to name him?
I'm going to name Ralphie Jr.
Junior, look at him. Oh, why don't you go ahead and breastfeed him? He's hungry. Give him something.
Oh, yeah. Ralph is breastfeeding now.
He's got teeth. Put him on your shoulder. Give him a little burp action. There you go. Get that burp out of there. Oh, man. There's one more in there.
Look at the face.
Talk. Listen to him talk. He's already talking. Listen to him.
Help me. Help me. I'm the evil one.
Put the baby down.
Nice. That's the way.
Sleep for me nice and deep while right now.
Oh, man.
There you go.
That is unbelievable. That is way too cool.
Very cool. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
I know. It's a riot. It's a lot of fun. The shows are wild.
And he's just out. Now he's just out in the
chair.
He's
just out.
Look at his eyes twitching.
Yeah,
and the rapid eye movement.
Yeah.
Wow. They just flutter. And it's really cool sometimes when their eyes are open. I can get them to open their eyes. But that's only if they've been hypnotized two or three times. And then with their eyelids, open them.
You can see that? Oh,
what's the average amount of people you can get up on stage and put under during each show?
It's usually less than 50%.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Because in a nightclub, think about the distractions.
Yeah.
You know, there's and they've been drinking, and there's people moving around, and cigarettes, somebody will light a cigarette. Anything that will break your concentration.
Right.
For an instant, I lost them. They're out of my... I can't get them.
You normally start with like 15 or 20 people on stage. What is the fewest amount of people you've ever ended up with on stage?
None.
Really?
What start do
you
over.
Oh, you start all over with another group of people?
Yeah, unless I'm really pissed, and I'll just say, give them their money back and go on home.
Oh, wow.
You know, if it's a situation like it was in Evansville at the Funny Bone, they had four bouncers on the floor, and they couldn't keep these people quiet, these friggin' hillbillies and everything they like. My God almighty. And I just said, listen, is there anybody in this room with a funny bone t-shirt that's clocked in? God. And the owner guy's like, I don't like to tell my guys what to do. And I'm like, they work for you, you moron. God. And I go, do you know what's hanging in the balance here? These 300 people are either going to watch a show or go home.
Right.
Believe me, if they go home, they're going to want their damn money back. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, they're here to see a show. And I'm like, well, then you get out there and you tell them to shut up. And they couldn't do anything with him. I said, well, I did the induction, didn't get anybody. I said, that's it. Go on home. See you guys later. Enjoy the tractor pull.
Boy, old Ralphie's just...
He's out.
He's out big
here's
time.
Here's a picture of him giving birth.
Here's the picture of him up in the stirrups giving birth. Oh, these are going on the whole
thing. Takes good pictures, that little camera.
Yes, it does.
There are two saleswomen looking in the office over there.
Actually, there's three of them in there now.
All right, watch this. Yeah. Brother, kind of thing.
Go ahead, go nuts on
him. Go nuts.
Okay, you open your eyes, count of three. When you do, through the window... This is like a movie theater for 25 cents, you know?
Oh, like a peep show.
A peep show. That's like a peep show.
Yeah.
You know, see, stay in there.
Stay in there. All of you three, stay there,
lesbians.
Please.
Three lesbians. Stay there, too. Three lesbians in the other room all just going at it. You're all by yourself, my friend, so go ahead and touch yourself if you want to.
One, two, three. Eyes open. Take a look over there. That's your booth, my friend. Those are your girls over there.
Peep show.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Ralphie's touching himself.
Look at them go at it.
Wouldn't you like to be in that action, baby?
Like that, Ralph?
Oh, Ralphie's getting a little twig action there.
He can't hardly stand up anymore.
Ralph, I'll snap my fingers. When I snap my fingers, you realize those aren't lesbians. Those are coworkers, and you're standing there almost with a Woody. One, two, three.
Away from the window.
Move away from the window.
Get off the babysitter.
What is up with those chicks in there? What were you thinking a minute ago, man?
I don't know.
Here, you ate those crackers. Don't forget.
You want those dope crackers again. Those good around?
Morning show?
Mm-hmm. I'm a bad boy and somebody's bad man.
Oh, man.
Anytime you touch yourself on the forehead, you're going to experience something very cool. Take your right index finger and touch yourself on the forehead.
It's an orgasm. Orgasm.
Oh, no. Try and pull hands, got a lot more power. You're the king, man.
You're the man.
Oh, man.
You're so wasted.
I need more.
He needs more crackers.
Oh, there's a whole bunch in there. You just look at them all. There's a whole bunch in there. Just stick your hand.
There you go.
Whole bag. There it goes.
Bag's over his face right now.
No, the PD's coming in.
Huh?
The PD's here.
Uh-oh.
Program director. I don't even know you're Jack, man.
Hey. Hi.
He's got bad hair. Watch it. Cool, he's going.
Right. Oh my God.
He's Leslie. Is she still topless, Jay?
Yeah, look at Leslie. She's got it.
Uh-oh.
She's topless.
I can't see him.
Good job, though. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Slide out a little bit, man.
Doesn't like winners.
Oh, he's always going to ruin it.
But he's really into Rick with the...
chest hair.
Yeah, do you like my chest hair?
Yeah.
You're hairy, man.
You like him hairy, don't you?
Yeah. He is so wasted.
Oh,
those
man.
Crackers, man.
Just reach in. You'll feel them in your hands. Right there. You got them. Put
them on. Oh, yeah.
He's eating imaginary cookies now.
Those taste good, Ralph.
Mm-hmm. You want one?
Yeah, I want one too. Okay. Want me to save you a couple?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Thank you.
On the count of five, you're so messed up, you're going to hallucinate. Start seeing the walls moving back and forth, and you're really digging it. One, two, three, four, five. Look at that, man. That is so cool.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Wow.
Ooh, his head is spinning.
Rick's head's split in half.
Right in half, Ralph.
Oh, he doesn't want to see. He's blocking his sight.
He's blocking it with a hat.
Whoa.
Is he going to be sick?
No, he's not going to be sick. You're not sick at all. The motion of the room is gone. You're feeling great, but you're still messed up. You're all cool. No wave action, man. I've had people yak on stage many, many, many times.
Have you really?
Oh, ooh. Nasty. Nobody
look
wants to
at him.
Up.
What's he looking at, Jay?
He's just looking around. He's messed up, man. You know when you're messed up. Yeah. He comes in and out at you and stuff like that.
Hi.
Hi, Rob.
Look, it's a cracker.
He
ate it off the floor.
He ate it right off this filthy floor in here.
And he would have never done that if he wasn't
no
under.
Way.
That tastes good, Ralph?
Yeah.
Darcy, what's your favorite beer?
Bud Light.
Bud Light, have a drink.
Is that good? Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's cold.
Cold Bud Light, yeah. Isn't that good?
More. He wants more.
He's thirsty.
Oh, wow. He downed that whole thing.
That's wow.
Chilled that one.
I need another one.
WGRD, the best damn radio station in Grand Rapids.
Orgasm.
Now, will
the
he
best goat you've ever had?
Will he experience that all day now?
Sleep for me nice and deep, my brother. All day today, whenever you touch yourself on the floor with your right index finger, you're experiencing an instant orgasm. I want you to do it, especially at stoplights, stop signs. Stoplights and stop signs. And today, anytime you... Is he going to split when you guys are done today or what?
Yeah.
Okay. After the show's over today, when you're walking through the offices here, I want you to walk into the program director's office, stand right in his doorway and touch yourself on the forehead and go, "This one's for you, baby." And as soon as you didn't go, "That's for you, honey."
He's out again, isn't he?
He's out big time. You see how loose he is? Very relaxed.
Oh,
yeah. Weighs a ton, man. Just out. See, now, the theory behind this, each time they open their eyes and close their eyes, they're in essence completely rehypnotized.
Mm-hmm.
So each time they go a little deeper and deeper.
Really?
That's how the show progresses. How the bits are real, you know, mundane in the beginning.
Right.
And then they get hotter and hotter towards the end. They get more activity involved and stuff like that because they're going deeper. You could never pull out like an orgasm thing right up front
because
you'd pop them all away. They'd wake up.
Wow.
How many women do we have in that room right now?
Two.
Could we get him to do something to them again?
Do something to them?
Yeah, maybe moon them or something. Something like that.
Tell you what,
yeah.
On the count of five, when you open your eyes, you're a male exotic stripper. Now, I want you to dance with the two girls behind the window. Don't do anything with your pants, but you can grope a lot outside of your clothes. In fact, I encourage a lot of groping. So my favorite words, grope. See, when you imply lesbians and groping, that's a lot of fun. Man, count of five, you open your eyes, you're a male dancer, you'll see the two chicks. They got a lot of money, so you want to shake a little ass for them and show them what's hot. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open. There's your chicks over there, my friend.
Look at them, Ralph.
Oh, look at him.
Show them
what's
going on.
He's strutting.
Oh,
he is
strutting.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah,
Ralph.
Hey. Oh.
He's doing the thrusting action there.
He's got his butt jutted out at him. Oh, the shirt's coming off.
Uh-oh, shirt's going to come
off. A little skin. Uh-oh, here we go.
Here we go. Shirt's coming off.
Oh, no, no. Don't let him do that, Winters. Don't let him take that off. No.
A little tongue action.
Oh, tongue action on the...
Oh,
window,
baby.
Oh, still there, Ralph. Look at that.
Count from one to five. Count of five, you're wondering what the hell you're doing. One, two, three, four, five. What's up with you, man?
What are you doing, Ralph?
Ralphie.
I don't know what they want. They're just watching the show. It's no big deal. You have no idea what you just did. No idea whatsoever.
What were you doing over there, Ralph?
I'm just standing by the damn window.
What were you looking at?
I don't know.
Girl?
That's all. There's just a couple chicks over there. That's all. Just standing there watching you do your thing. Just walking past.
How you doing, Ralph?
Good.
Feeling good?
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Sleepy?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Move the microphone out of the way. Can we grab my soda? Put your hat back on. You look kind of naked without it.
Back in school, take a nap.
Take a nap.
Just like you're in history class, time to sleep for me all the way down.
And out he goes again.
Well, let's take a break and then wake him up, and we'll talk to Ralph once he's out of this.
Okay.
Can we do that, Jack?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take care of that for you.